Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
You are listening to Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. It's 1800 453 106. That's the number if you want to get in touch with us. John is with me on the line today in Waterford. John, why did you get in touch?
Hi, Andrea. Well, basically, it's that time of the year or 4 years, whatever, for election time. And I'm starting to get these leaflets in the post nearly every single day now. And they're accumulating here in the house. And it's expected that I basically dump them. So I totally object to that. And I'm sick of getting them, to be perfectly honest with you. I didn't ask for them. I don't want them. It's unsolicited mail. It is basically rubbish, which I'm expected to put into my bin, and I object to that. And so what I've decided to do is I'm not going to put it into my bin anymore. I'm going to cross out my address on the front of the leaflet, and I'm going to drop them back into the nearest post office box to be returned with a note on the front saying, unsolicited mail, I want these no more. So that's basically where I'm coming from.
Simple as that.
I just think it's a kind of an abuse, basically, of, you know, people trying to become environmentally friendly and so on. And here's an opportunity for politicians to do something about it, and they're abusing it.
I mentioned at the start of the show today, John, I came home yesterday, you know, after the programme in the afternoon, and I opened the letterbox at the front of the house, and I took out five different election leaflets, took the five of them in my two hands, carried them into the kitchen, straight into the bin. And as I was throwing them in the bin, I thought to myself, I've never looked at them. I never do look at them. I end up binning them every day. And I crossed my mind, who actually sits down and reads this?
Absolutely. And the other question I'd ask is, who's paying for them? Is it the politician who's paying for them, the person on the leaflet, or is it the party that they represent, or is it the taxpayer? And basically, if it is the taxpayer, I expect better use of taxpaying money. I did go to the trouble of reading a couple of them just for curiosity to see where the things might be coming from. And it seems that there's marketing companies actually who are employed to send out these things on behalf of the individual, probably in bulk. There's printing companies making a fortune out of them, and on post is no doubt getting a big fat fee for delivering them.
Well, I always thought it was incurred by the candidate myself, the cost for the leaflets. But Niamh McGowan is a former councillor in Meath. Niamh, you might be able to answer that.
Yeah, I think there's two different issues here. One is the leaflet that's mailed to your home address based on the electoral register. And if John is worried about it now, time was it used to be that every single person on the electoral register got the letter with the associated postal cost. So that doesn't happen now. It's just to the household. Bit alarming that you're saying you take them and just drop them straight in the bin without reading them. I have two young people in my house having their first local election and European election votes, and we're collecting the leaflets so that we can, you know, have a read through them and sit down and discuss them. But maybe
Niamh, I would imagine your house.
I would imagine
your house is kind of unique.
Can I come in there too, Andrea, and just make the point?
Go on,
that,
John.
Basically, I believe that if you were to do a survey of the population, or even a small section of the population, and ask them how many people actually agree with this, how many people actually want these things, I can guarantee you that you would probably get less than 10% of the people who would vote in favour of it. And secondly, those people who vote in favour are probably the candidates' families and friends. Nobody else would, I'd say nobody wants them, you know?
Well, look, that's entirely hypothetical, if I could suggest. And the only people that I suppose are of relevance are the people who vote at the end of the day.
Yeah. But do you honestly, Niamh, I'm interested. Yeah. Sorry, you're a former election candidate. For which party or none?
Labour.
You were former Labour councillor. So you, do you think people would sit down and read? Like, do you think people vote based off these leaflets?
I think they help. I think like one of the questions that's asked is whether, you know, if they're banned, who does that suit? And it suits people who are already elected. I know when I ran first, which was in 2009, I was a first time candidate. I was really careful, thorough in everything that was being sent out, what it said, how it said it, even how it was delivered, that we were, you know, most careful as to was it junk mail, was it not, engaged with a lot of people on it. And a significant number of people, even where they had no junk mail, if we asked them, they said they didn't count political literature as junk mail. Now, I know some people do and they get irritated when they have no junk mail and the leaflet comes in. But in those circumstances, what you can get on your postbox or your door is addressed mail only, or, you know, no junk mail, including political leaflets. But otherwise, generally, I think the candidates or the candidates' teams will err on the side of delivering.
But yeah, I would imagine if it said, I would imagine if a house had the sign no unsolicited mail on it, it would be a brave candidate would start, you know, shoving their leaflets in.
I don't think people would do that. Yeah, no, and I don't generally think people do that. I know we certainly wouldn't have on our teams, and even on, I was involved, very heavily involved in referenda campaigns, and you wouldn't dream of doing it if it said addressed mail only. But, you know, so where people are complaining that, well, I have no junk mail, respectfully, I'd suggest they upgrade. Instead of no junk mail, they put addressed mail only, and then leaflets won't be dropped.
You need a new sign then, John. Principle.
I have a sign outside.
Well, no, because John's talking about the post stuff.
Can I finish?
Go on ahead, John. Well, John, you're actually sending it back to the post office.
Absolutely, yeah. And can I just make the point that I have a no sign, no junk mail on my box outside, and they're still actually being put into it. So I met with the postman yesterday or the day before, and asked him about it, and he said he has no choice in the matter. Basically, he's doing his job. He's just doing what he's supposed to do, because they have now got the address on it, the household, not my name, just the household, at my address, and then he is obliged to deliver it. Now, as far as I'm concerned, we told him that's fine. You do your job. I mean, he's a lovely chap.
Yeah.
I'm just telling him he's going to get them back. I'm going to send them in, put them in the post box, which is nearest to me, and I'm going to send them back. And actually, I would ask all your listeners to do exactly the same thing, and to maybe then, when the marketing companies start to get these things back, maybe then something will be done about it.
But hang on, the other thing as well, Niamh, I know as well, actually, I did happen to see on one of the leaflets I put in the bin yesterday, there was it was a leaflet from a candidate who'd said, you know, had called at 2:15 p.m. or something like that. Yeah. So it was sort of been left as a note to let me know they'd called to canvass. But election candidates, they can go out and knock doors and canvass and ask people for their vote. They can, you know, they have their election posters up. Do they really need the leaflets as well?
Oh, well, I mean, not everybody is in. You might get, depending what time of day you canvass, you might get 30% of the doors opening, you might get 60%. So therefore, you know, if you're in that estate canvassing anyway, we always put sorry to have missed you with, as you've identified, the time and the date. So it's not just a leaflet being dropped, it's an opportunity. And then somebody, and often happens that somebody then, oh, Jesus, I must ring them about X. And it might be something that's bothering them. And the leaflet then puts it to their mind. And then how that candidate engages with them may mean that they get a vote or they don't get a vote. But, you know, it's not like, as long as people are recycling the leaflets afterwards, I'm not sure that it's the big deal.
Oh, yeah, well, I would
John
put it into the recycling, but I better make that clear, actually, before
somebody
who's mad. Yeah.
But, you know, and then I don't think there's much that can be done about the ones that are posted, because as I understand it, and I'm open to correction, but as I understand it, that's done based on the electoral register. So if you're registered to vote, you're going to get that leaflet. That's my understanding of it. And the rest of it, if you don't want the leaflets, put addressed mail only. But on post, we'll deliver the leaflets with your address
on it. Well, just on that, Mark is with us. Mark, you've been listening to John and Niamh. You're a postman. Can you get to the bottom of this for us?
Yeah, Hayden. John, what he was saying there about the not accepting or putting up the sign, if the address is on it, it has to be delivered.
Which address now? The householder Joe Bloggs?
That's coming to another point now. But if the address is written on these leaflets, it has to be delivered. It's not classed as junk mail. And with regards Niamh, then she was saying that everything is addressed now to the householder. That's not true. The householder is, if you have a name on your house, you might have to the householder then, and to the estate, it's the householder. But every other house, everybody registered in the house gets one of these leaflets. Now, I go into some houses, and I have 7 or 8 of these things going in.
7 or 8 are going into the
going
one
into
house.
The same house. That every single day of the week.
And, sir, and just to clarify, Canada, these are the individual people on the register, Mark, is it?
Yes. Yeah.
And they're coming, do you know, from marketing companies or where are they coming from?
They're from the government.
Yeah, they're the government leaflets. So we're sure then people would be kicking up a fuss if they didn't get the leaflet.
I never heard of one.
Yeah.
And as you said at the beginning of this conversation, you look at them and every single, I'd say 99.9% of these are straight into the bin. It's a waste of time.
But that's what I'm thinking.
It's a waste of our money.
But sure, even some of them are very well. In the quick glance from the front door to the bin yesterday, the graphic design on them is very good. Some of the quality of the paper is, they can't be cheap.
It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
And to John's suggestion, John, what did you say? You're giving them back to the postman by way of the postbox. You're sending them back.
And the earlier person, the politician person that was on there, I didn't get her name, Niamh. She didn't. I don't know. Did she answer the question as to who was actually paying for them? Is the taxpayer paying for them, or is it the person or the candidate or what?
Niamh, in your experience.
Well, I was a local election candidate. I didn't run for Europe or the Dáil, so I paid for all of my own literature.
Yeah, I thought it was incurred by the candidates.
And the delivery of it. Now, you like to get volunteers delivering and not try and get it dropped by marketing companies because there's a cost to that. So you try and get your own people and team to deliver it as best you could. But I just wonder how, if you don't get leaflets in your door, the only way of knowing, before you go to vote, how do you know everyone that's on the ballot paper if you don't get the leaflet?
But sure, is that not a fault of the... surely I would think it's the candidate's business to make themselves known.
It is. But it's part of that is by leafleting or by calling to the door with the leaflet. And that's what's being objected to here. So,
or being included
It's one of the ways of communicating it. So I personally don't see a problem. And I know, obviously you see from the poster, you might see the name, but you don't know anything about them. And you can get a little bit then from the leaflet. And if it's of any interest, then you can go a bit further and do a bit of research if you want to.
Take your point completely. Let me bring in Alan, because Alan actually is a big fan of the election leaflets. I believe, Alan, am I right in saying you've been collecting? You collect them and you've been doing it since 1982.
I have indeed. I'm horrified to hear all these things going in the bin.
And what do you do with it? Most people collect, memorabilia from their favourite artist or musician or football team, but election leaflets.
Yeah, well, it's political ephemera. So that's what I collect. So a lot of election leaflets, a lot of leaflets from protests, newsletters, so on. So there's history in it.
Yeah.
There's social history. There's nostalgia, of course, as well. It's a hobby, and it's quite interesting. Quite an interesting hobby. You can get all sorts from it.
Where do you put them or keep them in the house?
Oh, I have some of them in the house, and my wife bought me a shed for Valentine's
Day, your election
anniversary one year.
And that's where they are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what, do you keep one? So how does it work? Will you keep one now from each party or candidate, every leaflet you get in through the door?
Yeah, and then I have a network of people collecting them for me as well. So I try and get a cross section of the country.
It's not just in your own area, you're collecting them from nationwide.
I've stuff from all over the world, actually. I've stuff from the States, stuff from Angola, Cape Verde,
oh, wow, okay.
The UK, France, Spain, et cetera, Portugal.
So they're all in this shed?
But not all of it. Not all of it. Some of it.
Are they boxed up or on display?
Yes. It's boxed up. It's boxed up.
And you go in to look at them?
Oh, yeah. Well, I do occasionally. You know, it's just about... I spend days out there the odd day, yeah. And you start reading them and looking at old issues.
Yeah.
Like, same old issues coming up, you know, at the
I'd
moment.
Imagine.
Housing. You look at... Housing was always an issue, be it the housing drives of the 30s and 40s or stuff from the Dublin Housing Action Campaign in the late 60s. And they had a couple of demands and they're, you know, they're still relevant today.
Yeah.
And then in the early 2000s, you would, you know, with the Celtic Tiger, you would have had leaflets like, for instance, somebody had a leaflet that had a lotto ticket on the front of it.
And
it was, get one of these. You need one of these and then you to get one of, and then you open it up and it was a picture of a house. So, but there's all sorts of
What makes a good leaflet? Because you're probably somebody that anybody maybe who's a first-time candidate should sit down and chat to about a good leaflet.
A good leaflet is not too wordy. A lot of the litter in Pelcon that John was giving out about are very wordy.
Yeah.
You just want to be simple to the point because people's attention spans and stuff aren't what they used to be. So it's about making things as precise and concise as possible.
Lots of pictures.
Yes. Also the design, some of them actually are actually hard to read because of the fonts, and I think one of them was green and blue, which is just ridiculous. They're just different, very hard to read, some of them. But it's just, and by the way, the candidate pays for all them. It's the state provides the post.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's
and
how it works.
It's totally impractical. With regard to European elections, it's totally impractical for a candidate to meet everybody given the size of the
Yeah, well, maybe there's more value. I suppose, you know, in my experience, obviously, sure, I'm listening to a lot of this and you get a flavour of people and parties and independence through work. So, maybe that's why I don't bother sitting down then to read the leaflet when I go home at night. Una in Dundrum says, in relation to the election leaflets, I have a pile in front of me which we keep in order to make an informed decision. Niamh is right. The leaflets that come in the post are addressed to the household, not the individual in the house. And there's five of us here. Michael says, people get work or jobs from the paper making, the printing, the delivering and the recycling. It's all jobs. And I think that guy is too much in his time on his hands, says Kieran Nashtown. The candidates are trying to communicate on every possible way. It'd be worse if they didn't try to contact each voter. Well, Kieran's probably right. Should they be on? Probably complaining then about that. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. John, thank you though for getting in touch. John actually sent me in an email about that. lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.